B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show. Sponsored by Window Nation on WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. KISS95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. KISS95.1.
All right. We're back.
Yes.
Another new episode of Manny, Roy,
Lauren. Lauren's in the house.
Pam.
Roy's in the house. You just heard him.
Huh?
Manny, producer Nicole's in the studio. She'll be scampering out of here in a minute. We won't see her until
she's
10.
Afraid of showbiz. She likes to run from
What?
They're funny.
We are funny.
I think we're having a hoot this morning.
Oh, you two are having a hoot. You two have been shot out of a cannon. I've been in here for 20 minutes, and you guys have already yelled at the top of your lungs.
We're done doing auction guys.
Done an impression of auction guys.
Yep.
Okay, guys, 75.
Yep. 70.
All right, we got 76 right here.
So much energy.
So obnoxious, man. And my dad loves auctions. Loves them. And I think he does that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think he does the whole, yep.
Because you have to have a certain call, you know, just like Storage Wars, which I used to watch. I don't even know if they make new ones anymore, but.
Well, I would go to an auction with my dad, and they give him, like, a little placard. And I swear, it's like he would barely move it, and they would know.
Oh, I know.
It's like they like know his movements, because I'm like, you just bid it?
Yeah.
I thought you moved your elbow.
I'll twinkle my ears.
Like, that was a bid?
375.
You, like, flick the thing. I'm like, what?
Tiny little head nod.
You've been to an auction before, Lauren.
I haven't.
You really? Bought a piece of fine art at an auction?
Well, hold on, because I have been to auctions at, like, charity events. Do you guys not remember when I was bidding on that? I was with Miss Jessica at the Wine Women in Shoes event,
yeah.
And I was bidding on, like, some vacation, and it started to go, like, into the thousands.
And she kept urging you to bid?
Yeah.
She's like, well, Lauren has the money.
Yeah.
Let me just encourage her to get it.
Go, Lauren!
Yeah.
Spend that $20,000.
How encouraging that can,
like,
be.
I have a shopping problem. I don't need the encouragement.
Lauren goes to the auctions where, have you ever seen the really rich auctions? They send people to be on your behalf, and those people are just on a telephone the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it was in the last Jurassic Park. They were auctioning off dinosaurs, and somebody was on the phone with another country.
Oh, man. But yeah, no, my dad can, like, blink a certain way and do a bit. Yeah. I'm like, I'm always afraid to move.
Well,
so let's do our days in 30 seconds.
I'll tell you that I'm kind of, thanks to you, Roy, and a little bit, Nicole, you guys have me addicted to the TikTok app now.
Isn't it fun? There's so much funny videos out there.
I put two videos up of my own. I have one of Amanda dancing with Ruby.
Well, and did you mention me in a video? Because I got, like, a lot of follows out of nowhere.
I think I tagged you in one. Then I put another video up of my buddy talking to an inanimate object. He's talking to a fake kangaroo.
You know what I don't understand is the people that lip sync on it. I can't get behind that.
That's become a whole thing, dude, because I think it originally was a...
That lip syncing.
It was a lip syncing app. So, and by the way, it's way young. Like, I'm definitely the oldest person on it at 44 years old. I mean, my timeline is filled with teenagers.
Yeah, I'm 27. It's young for me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm venturing out into...
I have a cousin who's, like, a senior in high school, and I'm sure she's on it.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so that's what I spent my day doing yesterday, watching TikTok videos. What about you, Lauren?
So I went to the mall yesterday to have a stocking. You know how you put people's names on stockings? Well, we have Elena staying with us for the, you know, first Christmas, and we all have our stockings, and I wanted to get her one. So I took it to, like, the embroidery place in the mall.
Of course you did.
I left my keys somewhere in the mall.
Of course you did.
So it takes, like, 45 minutes for them to do the embroidery. So I walk around the mall. I go to lunch. Had the most aggravating experience at a restaurant. Not because of the restaurant, because of the people sitting beside me.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Oh, so it was ridiculous. And then went back to pick up my stocking and realized that my keys were missing when I got back to my car. So now I'm like, crap, where did I go in the mall? I've got to retrace my steps. and they were at the embroidery place. Mm. I'm like, I am losing my mind. I have to start carrying a purse again. And then this morning, I forgot my wallet.
It's, oh, my gosh.
It's in the diaper bag. I also took cash for a haircut yesterday. It was a big mom day for me.
You need another au pair.
Yeah, I need yourself. An au pair for me.
Yeah. You have an au pair, Elena, who's here for cash. You need one for you.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. Is that in? Did you find keys?
Oh, thank you for reminding me.
You need a personal assistant, man. Well, you know, my day in 30 seconds, Sterling had his holiday Christmas party last night.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it was outside.
It was outside. It was in Ballantyne. It was nice. It was like an enclosed area with a fire pit. They had heaters. It was fine, even though I was really nervous about it being super cold.
You mentioned that yesterday.
So we're there, and I'm very afraid that I was being judged. Because the server was a little slow, like he wasn't very fast, and so every time he'd come get my drink order, I would double fist. I'd get two glasses of wine to, you know, because it took him forever to come back.
Smart move.
But I wonder how many people's looking over at, you know, Sterling's boyfriend, the guy holding two glasses
of
yeah, who's the alcoholic with Sterling, who's every time he orders two glasses of wine.
I wouldn't have judged you at all, buddy. I probably would have gotten on the same train.
Yeah, I think when it comes to drinking at an event like that, you're probably okay.
You think so? Really?
Especially if other people, because he wasn't just slow for you.
He's slow with everyone. Yeah. See, my thing is like it's a holiday party. You're not really supposed to get drunk.
What time did you rip your shirt off?
Yeah, listen, if you're drinking out of both glasses at once,
that's a
problem. But I think if you just order two, I think you're good.
And let's get this crap started.
Yeah, I would purposely like hide one of my wine glasses closer to Sterling, like make it look like you're drinking.
I always love, because Roy hates going out during the week. He can't do it.
I know.
So what time did you wrap it up last night?
So I gave Sterling the wrap up at 8. And then,
what time did the party start?
6:30.
Okay.
Which, by the way, people are talking about doing after parties, and like clearly we were the first ones to leave.
Oh, no doubt,
we were the first ones to
There's
leave.
There's people not showing up for work today.
And then like by the time we said our goodbyes, because I love everyone that he works with, and I love to hug and talk to everyone and say goodbye. It was like 8:40 by the time we got into our car.
Right, yeah. That's not bad.
So we were home by like 9:15.
Okay.
Yeah. Wasn't too bad.
No, but
it's
I do.
Still late for me. That's late for me.
Yeah, that is late. Yeah. I do love that the holiday party season has already started.
I know.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
We had a really great meeting after the show yesterday about some new things that are coming for your Amazon Alexa and your Google
Home.
Your Google Home. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so... I was so excited about that yesterday,
yeah,
too.
We got big things brewing with the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
And I just love, like, technology in the future, and you'll be able to listen to us in the car a different way. You won't have to rely on a bad signal sometimes from your radio station, like, you know, 95.1 sometimes if you're in a certain area, it goes staticky. Oh, it's so cool. So, yesterday was a good day, and today is a great day if you're a Jonas Brothers fan. We got your tickets at 6:50. We'll do that. Up next, though, Roy is going to give us different countries around the world, Lorena. We got to guess whether or not we're colder than they are.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It is cold outside with the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
How cold is it?
How cold is it? Well, currently, do you know the temperature outside?
Like 29.
It says 30 here.
Yeah, 30 degrees. Now, do you think we're colder or warmer than Anchorage, Alaska?
Huh, Anchorage, Alaska. That's a tricky one. Because you'd think Anchorage is cold, then sometimes they get into the 40s.
The north.
Dallas was just in Vancouver, and that's way closer to Alaska than we're sitting. So I'm going to say that we are colder than Alaska. Because Dallas said it was warmer in Vancouver.
What's the temperature in Anchorage, Alaska, Roy?
33 degrees. Oh. We are colder than Anchorage, Alaska. Well, let's take a wonderful hop on over the ocean.
All right, where are we going?
To Moscow, Russia.
Oh, that's cold.
Right?
Yeah. Moscow. There's never a picture of any soldiers or any people in Moscow in bathing suits and a t-shirt and a tank top.
There's a reason why they're always covered, yeah. It is currently 47 degrees in Moscow, Russia. We are colder.
You're not reading Celsius.
I know. Are you reading Celsius or Fahrenheit? He's like, I'm not sure.
I want. If it was Celsius, that would be like
way colder, right?
With 47 degrees Celsius, I think the ground would be on flames.
No, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I think. It's okay. 70s or is in the 20s.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So Moscow, Russia, 47 degrees Fahrenheit. We are colder than Moscow. Now let's go all the way south.
All right. Everybody, jump into Loren's BMW.
We go to Antarctica.
Set your GPS to Antarctica, Loren.
Isn't the lowest, the lower hemisphere is in summer right now, though.
Antarctica, we're at Esperanza Base.
At Esperanza Base, turn left. cold.
It's gotta be
freezing.
Cold. Yeah, it's gotta be colder there.
You didn't pick three that we were colder than. Your brain doesn't work that way.
Antarctica is 39 degrees. We are colder than Antarctica.
No way.
Esperanza Base, Antarctica, look it up. Look it up.
Shocking.
I feel like you're lying to me this morning.
This is a shocking segment.
I just now, you know the Antarctica part where it kind of squiggles on up? You know that part of the continent or no?
Sure.
Yeah, well, that's where I picked. The one closest to South America.
The most northern.
Yeah, the northern tip.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Thanks, Roy, for that little trip around the world. Now, if you're a student and you're heading into class today, you can tell your teachers and your students we are colder in Charlotte than Russia, Moscow, Russia, the Antarctica, and the Anchorage, Alaska.
Look it up.
All right, there you have it. Lorraine, what you got coming up with the journey?
Drake may have the last laugh in his little booing at the music festival he was at last weekend. I'll tell you what he responded with yesterday on Twitter. It's coming up in 2 minutes in the Dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
Rihanna could be taking a break sooner than we think. I'm like, girl, you haven't even dropped the album yet.
Well, you know, load management is becoming a thing in the NBA. Star players, Roy, are taking days off and not playing games because of, quote, load management.
What does that even mean?
It means that they won't play a game. They'll take, like, a night off.
Well, I get it for basketball because they play, like, four times a week, man.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry. What about the rest of us that work 5 days a week? Can we take load whatever days?
No. You're normal. You're not a star.
Honestly, like, let's say LeBron James and the Lakers come to play Charlotte. People pay a lot of money to see LeBron. That's the cool thing about the NBA is you get to see him in your city.
And then you don't know when his load days are?
And he'll take a load management day. And then you have this money. Anyway, back to you. So Rihanna's taking a load management day.
That kind of drives me crazy.
Right?
Not Rihanna, but that situation. Because I would be really mad if I went to a game and I wanted to see somebody play and then they weren't playing that night.
You know about Baby Cash, who was wearing his LeBron jersey at our arena?
That's it.
The tears that flow when he doesn't take the floor.
Well, listen, I'm a mama bear. We'll be burning jerseys.
You get in that game and get your jersey on right now, Mr. James.
Do you know my son has been... Yeah, I'm that person. All right, anyway, she's been in the studio working on the new album, but she says she put out on social media to all my family, friends, coworkers that I have not been back to or gotten back to in the last few months. Please forgive me. It's been a quite overwhelming time, and I'm working on the balance between the two. Be right back. Okay. Drake, he had that little fiasco at the music festival that Tyler, the Creator, does.
Drake done stole from me.
He went out on stage and the audience thought that it was going to be Frank Ocean. And when he appeared, they booed him. But he did take to Instagram to say, plot twist, I just signed a 10-year residency. Sorry, kids, you'll see me every single year until you're 30.
Funny stuff, bud.
Drake. Yep. There's no confirmation yet if that's true or if he was just being funny, but either way, he won Instagram game. And Billie Eilish said that she was going to drop a new song. We have it for you. So called Everything I Wanted. As long as I'm
here, no one can hurt you. Yeah, she's good. She's very talented. She knows what she's doing. All right. Thank you, Lorraine.
You're welcome. That's your dirty.
Let's talk about you. Let's talk about your annoying lunch that you had yesterday that you had to text us about. All right?
Yeah.
All right, listen to this, you guys.
I almost got up and left.
And it's not because of you. It was the table next to her. We'll have details in 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show. 10 minutes away from Jonas Brothers concert tickets. Don't go anywhere.
Watch out now.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I was running some errands at the mall. And I had to wait like 45 minutes for something to be finished. So at that point, I decided I'm going to go have lunch. I'll just sit down somewhere and order a salad and soup and hang out.
By yourself.
By myself.
Mm-hmm. That's another story.
I love going to lunch by myself.
I hate it.
So,
I want to come over and hug people who are by themselves sitting at the table.
I love it. So I go and I sit down and I order my soup and my salad and it gets to the table. And as it's getting to my table, they sit another couple right next to me, which is fine. I don't have a problem being in close proximity to people. But this guy proceeded to ask about every single menu item. Like, I guess there was a lunch menu where if you got one entree, you got the second one half off. So we wanted to know, like, what paired with what and, like, all the combos and why he couldn't get the 50% off on the larger priced item.
Was the guy bald and looked about 80 years old?
No, he almost looked like Howard Stern, to be honest with
you. Okay, because that would have been my dad if he was bald and 80. My dad asked the waiter every question.
And he wasn't old. That's the thing. Like, I kind of expect, no offense, but I expect that from your dad.
Yes.
Right? So I guess it got so bad at some point. Now, this went on for like 25 minutes.
And you're hearing all of it.
I'm hearing all of this. I'm like, guy, it's not a garage sale. Like, you can't negotiate your prices today.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's what's on the menu is the price.
I'm going to have the sandwich, half sandwich and the soup. And can I get that for $7?
Seems fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I only like half of each. So can I just pay half price?
I got cash now.
The manager comes over at some point. I'm not kidding you. This goes on for 25 minutes. And I think that's probably the worst it's going to get. No, this guy starts hacking and cacking and like, now I'm kind of sick, but I have a dry cough and I wouldn't go out like in public if I was like,
really
sounded
sick,
like
yeah.
I was contagious
this guy
or whatever.
Was a mess, huh?
He was a mess. So then he starts hacking and cacking. I'm like trying to eat my soup and salad. And I'm like, I don't even want it anymore. Like, can I just have my check? I want to go.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
I was like, guys, it's flu season. Like, if you're not well,
you just stay home.
I'm really interested in your BLT sandwich. Yes, it's delicious. Great. Can I give you like $7 for it?
$8? Yeah. The manager even came over and was like, sir, can I help you? Like, is there a problem? And then he went through the whole thing with her again. I was like, guy.
Was he there alone?
No, he was there with this, like, I don't know. I couldn't tell how old he was and how old the person he was with. It could have been an adult daughter or he could have been on a date. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Was the other person normal, like ordering just fine?
Yeah, but he was like trying to talk her into ordering something less on the menu. He's like, well, if I get this one for $15.99, can you find something for less than that so that we can? I'm not kidding you. Whoa. This is the conversation going on. I'm trying not to stare, but I'm literally hearing all of it. So I'm like glancing over every once in a while. I'm so embarrassed
for her. He only had X amount of dollars and was trying to get a whole two people
maybe.
I don't know. But like he would go back and forth and be like, well, can you order something, you know, lower than that? And then he'd be like, I don't care. I mean, just get what you want. You know what I mean?
And the waiter or waitress has to know that no tip is coming. Like,
right.
If you're that much of a pain in the butt,
yeah,
your no tip is coming. Well, I'm glad you didn't say anything, because remember the time I was in Folly Beach, and I was sitting next to the table of an older man that looked like the grandpa,
uh-huh,
and then two younger guy and girl, and they had a little boy who was playing with Dean, and I told the little boy to go back to his grandpa, and the guy goes, what'd you say? I was like, aren't you grandpa? He goes, no, I'm their dad.
Well,
this is my wife, and that's my son.
Like, bro, you look old.
I was like, oh, dude. And by the way, I go, really?
I'm sensitive to that because my husband has white hair, and people just assume he's old.
Yeah, same with my older brother.
Yeah.
My brother goes to pick up his daughter at school. They're like, oh, grandpa's here.
What are you supposed to do, though? Go to that father figure. Like, what do you say?
Yeah, no, I was like, that's got to be grandpa. And he's like, I'm not the grandfather, I'm the dad.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say anything.
Really? I love the fact that I didn't believe him.
That
got
wasn't
mad.
Even the issue. The issue was like, just order something, for God's sakes.
Super annoying. All right, let's all take a stretch. Everybody, if you can safely do it, stretch.
They're driving, they can't. But
well, not if you're driving.
We do have Jonas Brothers tickets for you.
Yes, we do.
And if you want them, you might want to be listening in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. We want to give away Jonas Brothers tickets.
We're looking for caller number 9, Roy and Loren. And that is Jen in Mineral Springs.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
We're great.
How are you?
I can't believe I'm caller number 9. I can't believe it. It never happened.
You know, we get text messages, DMs from people that say, oh, you guys only put through, you know, people when they call and you know the people. We're like, what? No, it's all luck.
It really is.
It was truly luck. I've been trying all week and I was like, oh, I'm just going to try one more time. And sure enough, I got lucky.
Oh, I'm perfect. So happy for
definitely
you.
Luck.
So the Joe Bros family, we know there's four brothers. There's the bonus Jonas, Frankie, who's not in the band.
Right.
Parents live in Belmont. They have three sons that are in the band, and Joe, Nick, and Kevin are their names. We're going to play an audio clip. You tell us if it's Joe, Nick, or Kevin, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is Jen Roy in Mineral Springs.
Right now, my allegiance isn't to any team just yet. I will take the free hats and scarves as much as I can get, but I'm still dating around, dating a couple teams, and then I'll decide.
Hmm. Which okay. Jonas brother is that? Nick, Kevin, or Joe?
I'm going to go with Joe.
That is correct.
Yay!
You are going to be going to the Jonas Brothers concert Wednesday, November 20th. Also, you could be upgraded to one of the first five rows on the floor. We'll let you know.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is so exciting. Thank you so much.
Who are you going to go with, Jen?
My daughter.
Your daughter. Awesome. Yes. She's going to have a lot of fun. Thanks, Jen.
I'm so surprised. Thank you.
Congratulations, Jen. Living proof that all you have to do is call. She said she's been trying all week. She's going to try one more time and she gets through.
Persistence.
Persistency pays. That's right. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, just after the legendary Friday free-for-all, like around 8:20 Friday morning. Your last shot at Joe Bros tickets, okay? Up next, article. We found it. We love it. It's the best places to meet someone that's not a bar. And we always love that conversation, asking you, like, where's the weird spot where you met someone? Lorraine, I see your brain working over there.
Yeah, like grocery stores, gas stations, like that kind of thing.
But see, I think it totes the line of, like, if you're at the grocery store and you get hit on, is that, like, the wrong place? And there's a time and place for things, and while I'm shopping for melons...
I don't want to compliment your melon.
You see where I'm going with this. Yeah, we'll discuss just after 7. I'm Haney Roy and Loren. It's Kiss 95.1.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Haney Roy and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Congratulations to Jen in Mineral Springs for winning the Jonas Brothers tickets this morning. Your next shot and final shot at Joe Bros tickets for the November 20th show is tomorrow at 8:20. Remind you. To listen.
Okay.
So there's, you know, people, how did people meet anyone these days?
Tinder? Not Tinder, the apps, dating apps, it's like Hinged and whatnot.
Tinder, Hinged, the bar.
Red lights, stop signs.
No.
No.
You don't meet there.
I don't think people meet that way, but we found an article that's like the best places to meet someone that isn't at a bar. So you might not be too far off by your stop sign and red light.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you.
So this article by Elite Daily says that these are the best places to meet people when you're single. The grocery store.
We just talked about that where we thought maybe it was awky to...
Well, it says, you know, if you use your social awareness and looked around and found a cutie buying dinner for one, then maybe there could be love.
I don't know. I was just at Harris Teeter. And I went to the salad bar, and as I was standing in line, it was a really long line. The guy says to me, makes you second guess if the salad's even worth it, which freaked me out because that means he saw me build the salad.
Oh, do you think maybe he was hitting on you?
Oh, there's a good chance, Loren. I never know when people hit on me.
Roy's awareness is...
No clue.
Zero.
No clue.
Okay, at a coffee shop.
It freaked me out, though.
You could take a look around for a hot barista and slide your number on a napkin.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, that's lame. Sorry.
See, I don't like this next one. At the gym, I hate going to the gym, and if I'm at the gym, please do not try to pick me up. I literally just want to do my 30 minutes of cardio and light weightlifting and go home.
Yeah, but I think the Elite Daily is saying for these, it's like the gym is where you might see somebody over and over again, giving you the opportunity to potentially meet someone.
Sure.
You know?
Well, it says that you can make fast, flirty eyes at someone and maybe even land yourself a workout buddy that can help you stretch.
There it is.
Yep. You can meet somebody in class and pass a note.
I like going to Le Mans class and looking for single moms. That's a good place to meet people.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, according to the Elite Daily, that's number 8.
Uh-huh. At a museum. And I always tell my single friends this. I say volunteer work. Like, if you volunteer for the Humane Society or a charity that you're really passionate about, you're going to find like people that have the same common interest.
Yeah.
So, like, the museum or volunteering might be a good idea.
704 said, my parents met at a stoplight. My dad rear-ended my mom.
Well, so what happened at the stoplight?
Stop it.
So what?
We're five.
They teed that one up for
you.
I
know.
I met my fiance at a car show. 704 texted. Both of our cars were in the show. Awesome, man. Another person texted us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I met my boyfriend at the movie theater unintentionally. We both went with our best friends to see The Lion King and happened to sit right next to each other.
Wow.
But see, the movies, you can't talk.
No. But I guess you could maybe get your pinky and touch their pinky or something.
Do a little pinky flirting.
You know, you're not supposed to talk in the movie theater, but there's always those two people that are commenting on everything right. that happened. I can just imagine, like, sitting there trying to watch The Lion King. And these two are going, I don't know, I like the original one better.
Or you're watching a Star Wars episode with your friend Lorraine, and she's going, who's Chewbacca?
I didn't ask who Chewbacca
was. Which one's Yoda?
I think I might have asked about Yoda. I don't know anything about Star Wars.
Here's what we need to do. Producer Nicole, see if you can find us some calls from people who met in weird places. Not your average bar or on Tinder, but you met somewhere that we would consider somewhat odd.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. What's like the unique, strange place you met someone? You know, everyone now meets on a dating app, Hinge, Bumble.
Or at the bar.
I don't even know if that happens.
I think it does.
Really?
I mean, maybe those are just one night things, but.
Well, they're more likely to happen than what Loren was reading from Elite Daily that said you can meet people at these locations besides the bar.
Yeah, it was like a grocery store, coffee shop, at the gym, in class, a museum.
I remember one time I was working. I remember one time I met this woman in class.
Yeah.
I was working. I'm working this girl. And she was like so out of my league. And I did all the hard work. I cracked the code. I talked to her. It was a Tuesday, Thursday class. Sat by her, talked to her, broke the code, and only for my friend to swoop in and steal her from me.
Aww.
Hey, Manny, thanks for getting me all the intel on her.
That stinks.
All right.
All right. Let's bring in. This is Ariel in High Point. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Strange place your parents met?
So they met in the Southgate Shopping Center parking lot in Thomasville, High Point, or Thomasville, North Carolina, 31 years ago today, actually.
Whoa.
My mom was out cruising, and my dad was, like, waving at her, trying to get her to pull over for a couple weeks, and she finally did. And he was like, I've been watching you, you know, seeing you cruise for the past couple weeks. I wanted to meet you. Today is my birthday. Will you sing happy birthday? And she's like, no, it's not. And so she made him, like, pull out his driver's license and show it to her. And sure enough, today's his birthday. So she sang happy birthday. And they got married 9 months later. And now they've been together 30 years, three kids, grandkids. Wow. It's great.
That's so sweet because that could have gone horribly wrong. Like,
it could have been terrible, yeah.
Yeah, if somebody told me they've been watching me for weeks, I'd be like, okay, that's a restraining order.
I think since it was, like, the 80s and you're, like, out cruising. It was
flattery. Man.
It was a different time. Yeah, you're right, Ariel. It was a different time, you know? The word stalking wasn't as familiar as it is now.
Hmm. You were just flattered because you didn't have an audience on social media. You were flattered that somebody's been watching you.
Right. Yeah. You got a hit.
Yeah. Thank you for the follow. All right. Let's talk with Jenna and Charlotte.
Hi.
Hey, Jenna, where'd you meet your husband?
I met him at an amusement park in high school. My friends dared me to hit on him.
You hit on him.
Yeah.
Now, did he live in the same city as you?
No, we actually grew up an hour apart.
Okay.
Why the dare? Were you telling your friends that you found him attractive?
Well, my friends never believed me that I had boyfriends because I never dated kids from my high school, so I had to show them who was right.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Do you remember your opening line, Jenna, at the amusement park?
I do. Yeah, I said, hey, I like your shades because we were wearing the same sunglasses.
Oh, okay. I like your shades. Clever. And now you're married?
Yeah, we just got married this summer up in New York.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Hopefully at an amusement park.
All right.
Unfortunately not, but it was much prettier.
Thanks, Jenna. Hold on. One more.
All right, Chelsea and Hickory, welcome to the Mania Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My best friend actually met her husband 8 years ago on Highway 70 in Hickory, cruising. I was hanging out the back window trying to get his attention, and they pulled over, and we hopped in the back of the truck and started cruising. Well, they exchanged numbers, and they've been together 8 years, been married for 2.5.
That's so nuts to me, Chelsea. And when was this?
About 8 years ago.
8 years ago. So it's not that long ago. And like,
just
I remember
jumping in someone's car.
right.
I was down at Myrtle Beach for their bike week.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody was, same situation, yelling at some women. They were in the car yelling at women on the side of the road. And then they went up to the guy, and then they went to go with them to go party. And I'm like, what? That's how you get murdered.
Right.
Like, why?
Yeah, but if it works out, you can get married, too. Thanks, Chelsea. Valerie and Valentine, we can't get to her, but she met her boyfriend at a unisex hairdresser.
By the way, I don't know if those odds work out for you.
What?
Either get murdered or married.
Right.
I'm here on caution.
Right.
I know some people who've been married and they wish they were murdered instead of married because they were so miserable. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle want to take some time off. It's in a really inconvenient time over the holidays. How does Queen Mummy feel about it? I'll tell you coming up in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I wonder how Queen Mummy really feels about this, because Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have been asking to take some time off. Well, they're taking a 6-week sabbatical over Christmas. They will not be there for the Queen's festivities.
It's becoming very popular, Lorraine. Hello, it's the Queen Mummy.
Hi, Queen Mummy.
Hi, Queen. Now, you do a whole shindig.
Yes, I have a podcast as well.
Okay.
It's called the Queen Cast.
Okay, you do a whole thing for the holidays, and now you find out your kid's not going to be there.
It's called load management, Roy. A lot of the players in the NBA are doing this.
Okay.
They're taking time off so that they can rest their bodies.
Because they're carrying a heavy load.
Carrying a very heavy load. Now, me, I carry a crown, a scepter, and that half-dead husband of mine around.
Is that not a heavy load, Queen
it's
Mummy?
It's a very heavy load. Have you seen him?
Oh my gosh.
It's okay, Roy. He's not in the room.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. Hello. Hello, Dio. It's just I got to go.
Well, there were rumors that the Queen was not happy about the time off. However, insiders... insiders now say that the Queen is giving her full support to the couple, and they will...
Queen, we have to shut... Queen,
shut your microphone off.
We're going to have to shut your microphone off, Queen.
Where's the hook? Remember the old school hook?
Yeah.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry will actually be spending the holidays with Meghan's mom, especially since the baby, Archie, is so little at this point.
Oh, wow.
So
hand me the royal toilet paper. I'm sitting
That family got to win, because it's always Markle's family has always been complaining that they're not ever involved with anything.
Well, her mom is always involved. Like, she was at the wedding and everything else. I'm sure that the rest of the family, including her awful sister, will come around.
Yeah, the water squirted in my behind.
What else is going on?
Anyway, Seth Rogen and his wife, they spent 20... Stop.
Hello, is it still on?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Why won't it end?
Is it still on? Hello, Lorraine?
Yeah, I'm going to literally go over there and shut your microphone off.
I left the microphone on. I apologize. Ta-ta.
Okay, bye-bye, Queen.
All right, so Postmates, if it didn't exist, then Seth Rogen and his wife might starve to death. The two managed to rack up $21,000 in orders over a 5-year period. And the most expensive receipt that they had came from Sugarfish, which is a sushi joint in Los Angeles. But they said they just don't have time to cook, so they order out a lot.
You know, we're going to be in a meeting later today.
Oh, 100% over that, so thank you.
For what? I just got back. What happened?
Yeah. Angelina Jolie, she still has a bad burn for her ex-husband, Brad Pitt.
Mm.
An insider is saying that she is holding a grudge like crazy. And even though he's desperate to move on, she's still like steaming over how he left things with their shared children. So she's not letting that grudge grow anytime soon.
I cannot believe either one of those two aren't dating.
I mean, there were rumors that Brad was dating at some point.
Yeah, but like...
I don't think anything seriously, though.
Angelina Jolie and Ben Affleck or something.
Mm. Jason Momoa was on Kelly Clarkson's new talk show, and he's got like a 12-year-old daughter, which she asked if it was okay for her to date at this point in her life, and here's what he said.
Your daughter Lola, she's 12, right?
Yeah.
Did she start dating yet, or because that's young? Are you?
No! 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 Lola is a saint. She is going to be a nun.
I think every parent feels that way about their 12-year-old daughters.
And every kid is going to be too afraid to go meet Jason Momoa.
Right. You're doing a great job, Jason, by scaring everyone off.
Oh, Mr. Momoa.
And Drake responded to being booed off stage at Tyler, the Creator's festival. He took to Instagram to say, plot twist, I just signed a 10-year residency. Sorry, kids, you'll have to see me every single year until you're 30. Now, no word yet if that is true. It hasn't been confirmed or if he was just being funny, but he did get the last laugh.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. 9 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Douglas, welcome to the Manny Ryan Loren Morning Show.
Thank you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. You are playing Can't Beat Loren.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's see.
If you would, Loren, please leave the studio.
I'm going.
All right, she is walking out of the studio. And she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Holy door slammy. Time magazine, Douglas, has unveiled their inaugural 100 Next list, highlighting influential people in the world. Shaq made the list. What's Shaq's real name?
Shaquille O'Neal.
That's right, Roy, in case you didn't know.
I did.
Okay. Buckingham Palace has confirmed that Prince Harry will not take part in the Royals' Christmas tradition and instead will spend time with his wife and her mom. Who is his wife?
Meghan Markle.
A-Rod's fiance is performing at this year's Super Bowl, and she said her main goal is just kind of bringing unity to everybody. Who is his fiance?
Jennifer Lopez.
Question four. Mariah Carey released a classic performance of Silent Night, but what's the Christmas song that we all know and love from Mariah Carey?
All I Want for Christmas is You.
That's very nice of you. Thank you. But what's the name of the song? JK.
What?
Just kidding. Just a little dad humor. This Canadian artist has filed legal documents to trademark the phrase R&B Bieber, hinting at the title of his next album. Who is this guy?
I'm sorry, would you react?
Yes. To this Canadian artist has filed legal documents to trademark the phrase R&B Bieber, hinting at the title of his next album. Who is he?
Justin Bieber.
Come on in, Loren.
Loren.
How'd Douglas do?
You got them all correct. I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
All right. Time has unveiled their inaugural 100 Next list highlighting influential people in the world. Shaq made the list. What's his real full name?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Buckingham Palace has confirmed that Prince Harry will not take part in the Royals' Christmas tradition and instead is going to spend time with his wife and her mom. Who is his wife?
Meghan Markle.
A-Rod's fiance is performing at this year's Super Bowl, and her main goal from it is just to bring unity to everyone, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Who is his fiance?
Jennifer Lopez.
Mariah Carey released a classic performance of Silent Night, but what's the Christmas song that she sings that we all know and love?
All I Want for Christmas is You.
And this Canadian artist has filed legal documents to trademark the phrase R&B Bieber, hinting at the title of his next album, maybe? Who is that?
It's Justin Bieber.
Loren, it's a tie, 5-5.
Easy today.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Douglas.
Thank you. Loren, you are a raid-level boss monster when it comes to pop culture, and I still can't beat Loren.
Aw, but you can tie me.
I can, but you know what? Next time will be round number 10, and I'm determined to win.
Oh, at some point. Listen, I will fall, Douglas.
Okay. Thanks for playing, bud. Have a great day.
Still to come.
You just got to tie my shoelaces together.
I can't believe you played 10 times.
Me neither.
All right, so War of the Roses, you have to hear this War of the Roses because here's the thing. It's between Amy and Tim, and they're meeting for the first time. And I know that this is going to sound strange, but he wants to hide her in a hotel just to be meeting for the first time, where she wants to go over to his house. You may be thinking maybe he wants to take things slow, maybe she's moving too fast. But is there a cheater? We're going to find out with the War of the Roses in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Amy, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show's War of the Roses. You met a guy, and you've been dating or talking, I guess, for like a month, and now you guys are going to end up meeting. But you think he's cheating?
Yeah, I think he might be. I mean, we met on Tinder. We've never met in person. And he invited me to spend the weekend with him. And he wants me to book a hotel and not his place.
Well, so, and you live in Boone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So wouldn't that be okay? Like, you would be okay? He's booking you a hotel because it's creepy for you to come down from Boone and stay at his apartment.
I feel completely comfortable with him because we've been talking for a month. And we FaceTime, like, we know each other.
Roy, this is how every horror movie starts.
I know, because, I mean, like, you haven't really had a technical first date, and it's immediately graduated to spending the weekend together.
I mean, not only that, but I wonder if, like, he thinks that the relationship is, like, so serious that they're exclusive at this point. I mean, Amy, it sounds like you think that you are, but, I mean, is it cheating if they're just dating random people?
I see what you're saying. You're saying that he can't really be cheating. You haven't even really dated.
Right. You've never even met each other in person yet.
If he wants me to put me in a hotel, like, I'm wondering, like, what's going on there?
So you think maybe you're the side chick?
Yeah, I mean, and I asked him, like, you know, why not his place? But I've been going forward with it, and I want to know, like, where to book and all the details and how much time to take off work, and he has not gotten back to me.
And you're supposed to be coming this weekend?
Yeah, so I just need to know, is there someone else? You know, why is he hiding me?
Like, maybe he's having cold feet now, too.
Who knows?
Okay.
Let's find out. I like that you're mad that you're not staying in a hotel. Okay. We'll find out. Don't say anything until we see who he sends it to. If it is a different name, let's get as much information out of him as we can before you jump in, okay?
Okay.
All right, Amy, hold on. Here we go. Roy, dial him up.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Tim, please.
Yes, this is him.
Hi, Tim. My name's Chloe. I'm calling from Flowers for You. Congratulations. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. So we do this grassroots marketing campaign where we have people tag their friends in our posts. Then we randomly select somebody to get a dozen beautiful free red roses.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send romantic roses to? We just ask that you tell someone about our services in return.
I do. I would love if you could send some to my wife, Nicole. Dear Nicole, have some patience, and I love you.
Okay.
You're married.
I'm sorry?
Tim.
You're married.
That's Amy on the phone. You're on the Mini Roy and Loren morning show's War of the Roses. We catch cheaters.
Amy heard you send the roses to your wife, Nicole.
Okay, first of all, hi, Amy.
I can't believe you're married. We've been talking for months, FaceTimed with you. I told you all about my family. We've even been intimate on FaceTime. Now I feel like a homewrecker. Like, I cannot believe you.
Okay, let me make it clear, all right? No one's cheating on you, and I'm not a liar, all right? I enjoyed every moment with you, but you have to understand, my wife Nicole and I have an open relationship, so she does know about you. She knows who you are.
Well,
we have an open relationship.
Okay, well, even in an open relationship, isn't like all parties supposed to know? Isn't it supposed to be open with everyone?
He just said that she knows.
Yeah, but Amy
doesn't
know.
Amy didn't know.
I was gonna. You were gonna find out this weekend, Amy. I was gonna tell you this weekend. My wife knows that you're coming, but she just wanted you to. She just wanted you to stay in a hotel. That's what she wanted, and I was cool with that.
I'm speechless.
Do you believe this, Amy?
Actually, yeah, that I could see that.
I'm even more speechless.
Are you okay? Like, Amy, like, are you going to continue with this open relationship?
Maybe. I could be open to that. I never done something like that before, so. But, Tim, I really like you, and I think it'd be worth it to try.
Okay.
You know, you could have told us on the front end, Amy, too, like, hey, if he's married, I also wouldn't mind meeting her.
Well, I'm sure she didn't expect that. She didn't want to be a homewrecker.
I know. It just seems like a complete 180. But, all right, there you have it, Tim.
Well, hey, I guess I get the best of both worlds.
Of course you do. All right, Amy, good luck to you. Tim, good luck to you also. Thanks for the interesting War of the Roses today.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Sorry, guys. Thanks a lot.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings at kiss951.com. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss95.1.
Tomorrow at 8:20, a shot at Jonas Brothers tickets for the show November 20th at the Spectrum Center. Make sure you're listening 8:20 tomorrow morning, just after the legendary Friday free-for-all.
Hey, can we talk about that strange War of the Roses?
So weird.
I mean, everything from the beginning of it, because like they've just been talking online, and then the first time they're meeting, she wants to spend time like in his home, which was the first weird thing to me. Well, he wants to put her in a hotel, which I think is a good thing, and then they come to find out there's an open relationship.
Which I'm not so sure I buy that.
And by the way, let's just throw this out there. Even though War of the Roses typically is like adult leaning anyway, I think it's funny when I hear from parents who say, you know, my 8-year-old and I love War of the Roses. Okay. This is definitely a little more adult leaning conversation. So if you want to flip, just make sure you flip and come back. But the conversation is going to be had here about open relationships and bringing someone in. Listen to this. If you missed it, like Roy just said, Amy and Tim, here's Tim telling Amy, my wife's cool with you.
My wife knows that you're coming, but she just wanted you to stay in a hotel. That's what she wanted, and I was cool with that.
I'm speechless.
Do you believe this, Amy?
Actually, I could see that.
I'm even more speechless.
Are you okay? Like, Amy, like, are you going to continue with this open relationship?
Maybe. I could be open to that. I've never done something like that before, so.
She goes on to say, yeah, I'm still coming, and I'm interested in meeting your wife and you.
So bizarre.
And text messages are flying in, Loren. You're seeing them as well. People are saying it's the weirdest War of the Roses ever.
Yeah. 678 texted in and said, so wait a second. Amy doesn't want to be a homewrecker, but she's okay with an open relationship.
But that's different now.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
If the wife, if everybody knows about each other, but then it's not a homewrecker.
But do they?
That's
like,
my whole thing.
Like, if I was going to be part of an open relationship throuple thing.
Polyamorous, we've learned.
Okay, polyamorous. I would want to talk with all parties involved and come up with ground rules of, like, you know, because am I coming over for birthdays?
Like, well, not only that, but, like, you almost have to make sure that she knows what's going on. Because, like, how easy would it be for him to turn around, get caught in War of the Roses, and just be like, I'm in an open relationship?
Right.
Yeah, but I would have to think that he's not lying.
Really?
I did really believe him. He just sounded to me like he had this confidence. Like, he didn't hesitate at all. Like, even when we called him out, he's like, whoa, 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 hold on a second.
But wouldn't his wife want to interview those who he...
That's what this weekend is for.
But then that's even weirder that he wasn't going to tell her before she came.
That's weird. That's weird. Yeah. No, you're right about that.
Yeah.
Like,
can
that
you warn me before I come down from Boone?
Right, because what if she wasn't cool with it?
Let's throw this out, though, real quick. We've talked to people who have brought in someone in a polyamorous relationship or even brought in a third. But we want to hear from you guys if you were approached to be a third. Like, how does that conversation go? And were you okay with it, or were you like, no way?
704-570-9595.
When you bring a third person in for that kind of a situation, do you have those feelings? Or is it just a third body? You know what I mean? I guess that's my question, too, because she said,
what are you looking for?
Yeah, because she said, like, we've been talking for a month. We both really like each other. Like, clearly they've had more intimate conversations. And that's why I say, like, maybe the wife doesn't know the extent of their relationship.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. The whole war is weird, and if you missed it, maybe you just jumped in the car at 8. It'll be up on our War of the Roses podcast, which, by the way, you can use your Amazon Alexa to ask Alexa to play War of the Roses anytime, 24 hours a day. She'll play the MRL show's War of the Roses for you.
We're also working on some really cool new things for your Alexa and Google Home, so you might want to be listening to the radio, because one day we have a big announcement that we're going to be rolling out, and it's going to happen very soon.
It's our gift to you for the holidays. Yeah. We'll put it that way.
All right. This is Danny. Danny and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Danny, did you hear that War of the Roses?
I didn't. I actually just got in the car right after, but I kind of got the synopsis of it a little bit.
Okay.
So were you asked to be a third?
I was, yeah. I actually went to an event which was sort of like in the BDSM lifestyle, where relationships like that are more common, I think, non-monogamous, ethically non-monogamous relationships. And I saw actually the couple that I was invited to join. They were doing a rope performance at this event. And
there
was an immediate connection. Yes.
Okay.
Rope is like shibari. It's like an art form. They both approached me together. Usually when this has happened a couple of times.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Usually when this happens, it's very out in the open. Whoever's inviting you, whether it's both parties of the couple or one party of the couple, usually is very upfront and will tell you right away.
So, Danny, from what you heard Roy just explained, it sounds like maybe it's a little shady, that maybe he wasn't as open with his wife as we think, Tim.
It does feel a little strange to me that she didn't know ahead of time coming down here about the whole situation.
Yeah, that's true. And also, Danny, she wasn't at an event like you were.
Sure, they were on, like, I guess, a Tinder or
dating
app.
They said they met on Tinder, yeah.
All right, this is Nick in Kannapolis. You're actually in a relationship. You're the third.
I am the third in a relationship. And, I mean, when it happened, for me, it wasn't just a approach thing. It just kind of all three of us clicked, and we just fell in love.
Do you find this odd that Tim is bringing in Amy and putting her in a hotel for the weekend, and then the wife's going to meet her, and that she hasn't had any contact with the wife before that?
I do, but that all depends on their dynamic, too, because if she told him to go find somebody, it's to be expected.
Okay. Is there a difference, though, between a throuple relationship and an open relationship? I would think that there would be.
Oh, yeah. A throuple relationship is usually just those three people, and an open relationship is kind of
open.
A free-for-all.
Yeah.
Right, so it's just a body. You just want somebody else there. So that's what... He's saying that this is an open relationship, but he has this relationship with her. That's why I'm like, I just can't get on board with the fact that the wife probably doesn't know everything.
Yeah.
Nick, are you the third to a husband and wife married couple?
No, I'm actually a third to a husband and husband.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool. All right, man. Well, thanks for listening to us up in Kannap.
Now, did you all find each other at the same time, or did you join in?
They were actually married before I ever came into the picture, and I met them at the same time.
Are you married too? Can you marry three people? You can't. You can't.
You could. You're a minister.
You can't marry two people at once, can you?
No, I don't.
No, you cannot.
Okay.
Is there one that you would marry over the other? Because the other's a total pain.
Nope.
All right.
Love them both to death.
Okay. You're the best, Nick. Thanks for calling and sharing, okay, bud?
Have a good one.
All right. The more you know. That was definitely a hashtag more you know segment.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. What you got coming up in the dirty?
Well, the Grammys are on my radar now. It's award season, and they've got a host. I'll tell you who it is coming up in the dirty in less than 10.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
It's so crazy that we're already thinking about the Grammys. They're in January. But their nominees will be announced on November 20th of this month. So everyone's wondering, well, who's hosting the Grammys? It will be Alicia Keys for the second year in a row.
Cool.
Yeah.
I heard Ricky Gervais is back to host the Golden Globes. And that's good because he roasts everyone in the room.
This will be the 62nd annual, which you can watch on January 26th on CBS at 8 p.m. Now, there's a lot going on, of course, with the Me Too movement. Well, the Hollywood Reporter did their annual leading actress roundtable, and it was like Jennifer Lopez, Scarlett Johansson, Renee Zellweger, and Jennifer Lopez shared a story on how she had a run-in with a director who asked to see her girls. The girls. Okay. And she said, I was on set. I said to him, we are not on set, and no, you may not see them. I stood up for myself. She said, I panicked at the moment, and a little bit of the Bronx came out on me. But she said, I did what I needed to do to get out of there. That stinks that people have to deal with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that there's, you know, a steady change now, but it's still not going to be perfect, you know?
Yep. And then you talk to someone like my mom, who's in her 70s, who was in the advertising business in like the 60s in New York City. And she goes, that's just the way it was. Mm-hmm. You know, the guys would just flirt and...
Yeah, it doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't make it right. No. But you know what? Nobody stood up and said it was wrong either. So they all thought it was right or okay.
Well, now everyone is standing up. So
that's good.
Drake could be having the last laugh. He was booed off stage at Tyler, the Creator's festival last weekend. And I guess there was a rumor that Frank Ocean was going to perform. So when he came out and he got booed off stage, he did take to Instagram and say, plot twist, I just signed a 10-year residency. Sorry, kids, you're going to have to see me every single year until you're 30.
Drake just stole from me.
No confirmation from Tyler, the Creator, at this point if that is an actual done deal.
It has to be a joke.
I think it's a joke, too, but it's still funny.
It is hilarious.
Drake's got a good sense of humor.
Would the Queen Mummy be making an appearance on this dirty? Because she couldn't shut her microphone off last hour.
No, not after the last time we talked about Queen Mummy and she couldn't leave.
Yeah. She had a hard time shutting that microphone off.
Yeah. I do have a What Lauren Likes that I think that everyone needs, especially with this weather.
What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
So, there is a heated blanket that you can have for inside your car now.
Mm.
And it plugs right into your dashboard. So if you still have a cigarette adapter kind of thing in your car, you can use
this.
I think everybody still has them. They just don't have the push, like, light thing
the
in
cigarette?
Them anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, now it's just like it's an adapter.
It's just a stopper.
Yeah, it's like an electric adapter.
Yeah, so if you have one of those in your car, you can use this heated blanket, which is awesome, because when it was 29 degrees and we were driving in this morning, I wish I had one.
No, wouldn't it interfere with you and the steering wheel, you being in a blanket?
Well, no, you just, I mean, your arms are still out of it. You just put it over your legs.
Roy concerned about the safety concerns of your What Lauren Likes today. I like that.
Listen, I like...
It's like you're on Shark Tank trying to sell it to him.
And I ain't buying it.
Uh-uh.
Well, I mean, what's the difference between that and a coat?
Well, the coat doesn't have electrical currents running
and
through it.
The coat has arms.
Yeah, but you're not putting your arms through the blanket. It's not like you're putting it over yourself. It's just for your legs.
It's just for your legs? Well, that's not where I get cold.
That's good. This way my leg could get caught in the blanket when I go to hit the brake.
Yeah.
You know what? Forget it.
There's going to be cars running off the road hitting telephone poles.
You know, I was
going to
put this up at kiss95.1.com, but I've changed my mind.
I was really warm, officer, when I rear-ended that guy.
God, I kind of wish I would have brought Queen Mummy in now. That's your dirty.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So the city of Denver has agreed to pay $300,000.
Is this like Denver, North Carolina or Denver, Colorado?
Good question, Lorraine. The city of Denver, North Carolina. No, I'm joking. The city of Denver, Colorado. They are paying $300,000 to a pilot who was arrested after standing naked in front of a hotel room with the windows facing the Denver International Airport. United Airlines pilot Andrew Collins said he had no idea anyone could see him when he opened the curtains of his 10th floor room. He was surprised when the police came and arrested him for indecent exposure, and he sued for wrongful arrest. He told the court that on the morning of September 20th, 2018, he woke up in his room at the airport hotel and opened the curtains to enjoy the view. He was walking around his room all while wearing nothing, but he was on a business call about his ongoing campaign to become the elected leader of the nation's largest pilot union.
Well, I don't think he's going to win.
A witness.
Hey, no publicity is bad publicity.
A witness called the cops and said that the naked man was acting inappropriately. However, the courts found that he wasn't, and the city of Denver has agreed to pay him $300,000 in damages.
I wonder how that person said that he was acting inappropriately. Obviously, he was on a call. And, by the way, I don't think it is a crime to be naked in your own place, right? Like, that's
I think public is technically anything that the public can see. So windows are
really?
Yeah.
Oh, don't drive by my house.
I, same here. In my apartment. How many times have we had listeners been like, I saw Roy in his apartment because I'm only on the second floor.
Someone said you were wearing a house coat.
Yeah, I know. That's a lucky day. That's the best view you get.
No lie. Like, getting out of the shower, there's nothing until I'm 1,000% dry.
You know,
what?
Like, until my hair is dry, until, you know, like, I...
You're in a towel, though.
Eh. You drip always. Dry?
Well, I put a towel on it first.
And then you don't do I Dream a Genie with the...
Yeah, but
the beehive?
Then I have to blow dry my hair after that.
So you just drip dry your hair.
I sit there and blow dry my hair pretty much in the nude.
Hmm. Interesting. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I get hot when I blow dry my hair.
I'm trying to figure out, back to this pilot who is getting 300 grand from Denver. Like, did he think that maybe the hotel, I don't have the full story, I just have that what I told you, but maybe the windows, he knows this hotel, it's the airport hotel, he's a pilot, he's probably seen the windows hundreds of times, and maybe they're one of those things where, like, you can't see in. Like, it's a dark window, but maybe that day, for some reason, with his light on, you could see in.
I mean, it must have been.
And you know what? Rather than calling the cops, don't look.
Or enjoy the view.
Or enjoy the view.
Lauren, if someone called the cops, it wasn't a good view.
Yeah. Clearly.
I love when we take stories on accidental nudity. Like, you didn't plan on seeing it, but you accidentally caught someone nude, whether it was a neighbor, a relative. Who was it that you busted accidentally nude?
704-570-9595. And that's so uncomfortable, especially if you know them and it's like your sibling caught you
Or like you're outside using your barbecue and you look across the fence and there's your neighbor.
This sounds very specific, Manny.
there's your neighbor grilling naked at the barbecue.
No, and you won't ever be able to look them straight in the eye at the next HOA meeting.
I never caught anyone new, but I'll tell you, when I lived in California, my coworker had a station holiday Christmas party, and there was like 25 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, our boss's wife starts dying laughing. We're in the other room, and she says, "You got to come into the kitchen." So we all run into the kitchen. There he has like a big window that looks into his backyard and the neighbor's backyard right across from him, right? So his kitchen looks into their kitchen where the lights are on and they are both moving furniture on the counter.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Just and everybody was like, it was a train wreck. We couldn't look away.
And imagine if you get invited over for dinner, you're never going to be. You're going to be looking at that kitchen counter.
Oh, you come in with your own Clorox. You're like spraying it down.
He didn't know who they were. He was only renting and had just moved in, but he didn't know who they were. But, you know, it is interesting when you accidentally catch someone in the nude and you weren't looking forward to it.
This is Anonymous in Spartanburg. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Who'd you catch?
My brother.
Oh, gosh, it's the worst.
There's about 17 years difference between us. And I was at my mom's house, and he had worked really late that night before and had to get up early and work. Me and my mom were going to do something. I was sitting in the living room just playing on my phone, and he comes out from the shower, towel on. I didn't think anything of it. And he goes to the laundry room to go, I guess, get clothes. And next thing I know, I turn over to talk to him. I thought he was walking back towards me. He was completely naked. And I was like, excuse me. And then later on that day, I was like, you realize you dropped everything in front of me to get dressed? And he goes,
you were here earlier? I didn't even remember it.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Anonymous. Loren, when was the last time you saw Vin, your brother, naked?
When he was a child.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, now if you walked into him now, would you be freaked out? Or if he walked in on you?
I would be scarred for life.
But you're still brother and sister.
I know.
It's like a weird...
Yeah, it's not something I want to see.
Yeah. Okay. Scarred for life, huh?
I'm scarred. I've never seen my sister, but one night I was staying at her house, and she has her guest bed downstairs, master's upstairs. And I kept hearing a thumping all night, and the next morning I was like, gosh, your dog was just wagging his tail all night long. And my sister was like, okay. That's it. And ever since then, I was scarred. I was like, that was you all night? Couple things. That was way too long. Like, that was, I couldn't go to sleep for like an hour.
Yeah, and B, like, let me not be in the house.
Yes.
Give me a heads up.
I was so scarred for that.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't see anything, but I heard it.
All right, we need to hear more stories. Accidental nudity. Who did you catch accidentally nude?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This man in Denver, he was an airline pilot, and he woke up, opened his blinds at the airport hotel, and was naked on a call. And he's getting $300,000 from the city of Denver, Colorado, because he was arrested for indecent exposure. But the court found out that, like, he was just on a conference call in the hotel and didn't know that anybody could see him out the window.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know when you saw someone accidentally naked, not someone you were hoping to see naked. Like the Chris Pratts of the world, Loren, or the Liam Hemsworth.
Mm. All right, let's talk with Casey in Spartanburg. Tell us what happened while you're on vacation in Spain.
So I was in Spain in high school, and I went on a trip, and it was me and all my girlfriends, and we were near the Mediterranean Sea, so we were going down off the pier, and we were, like, trying to look at the view, and then we turned around to take a selfie so the water would be in the background. So we took a selfie, and then we turned around, and there was this old lady changing out of her swimsuit. And it was wrinkles and all, and she was bent over and then turned around and was like, hi, guys.
Wrinkled and all.
I love the confidence, though. I love that.
Yeah, you know, they handle nudity differently in different countries.
They do.
Right? I mean, Loren, you know, you have a au pair from Italy.
Yeah, but she's fine.
You had to tell her to change her bathing suit at the pool that one day.
No.
Thanks,
we were
Casey.
At a super, super ridiculously stupid conservative place.
Yeah, was it Key West Lager or something?
It was dumb.
Yeah. this is Tracy in Dallas.
I just spit.
Good morning.
Hi, Tracy.
My neighbor 2 weeks ago was getting ready for bed. She had just taken her clothes off. She heard something downstairs, and she was like, oh my God, who's here? So she went to the top of the steps to look down, and her son had come home from college without letting her know.
Oh, and he's like, I'm on surprise, Mom.
Surprise.
Yes. Oh, that poor son.
Scarred for life.
Yeah. We got a text message from someone, Tracy, who said that they ran in on their dad naked. And she swears that her eyesight isn't the same since then. And she makes a joke now that she wears glasses, and she blames her dad for making her go blind.
All right, this is Amanda in Indianland.
Hey there. I was on vacation with my family when I was a teenager. I was watching my dad and my sister. They were out in the ocean, like body surfing. And they come up from a wave, and one of my sister's girls are out.
Oh.
And the worst part is that my dad had to tell her that it was out because she didn't know it.
Oh.
How old was she?
She was about maybe 17.
Yeah, so she's just like, you know, becoming mature and just getting there. Oh, that's the worst.
That's so embarrassing.
Thanks, Amanda.
All right, this is Anonymous in Charlotte. Tell us what happened.
So I went over to a neighbor's house to check on her after she had had surgery, and she had small kids, and I just wanted to see if I could help do anything. And she's like, come on in. So I went in to just, you know, be a good neighbor, and the kids wanted something to drink, and she had to go to the restroom. So I'm in the kitchen fixing them something to drink, and I hear something, and I turn around. Her husband had walked downstairs completely naked. I mean, nothing on. And I was so shocked. I turned around, put a cup back in the cabinet, walked right back out of the house, did not even wait for her to come out of the bathroom. I didn't know what to do. So I texted her when I got home because I felt bad. I'm like, I'm at your house and I just saw your husband naked. And she goes, I tell him all the time downstairs naked. And I'm thinking, okay, you need a warning sign.
Yeah, I like that she wasn't even bothered by it. Like, just, ugh.
Yeah.
If ever, you know, you're number 8 for the day that's seen him.
I tell him all the time.
Like, oh my goodness. So, yeah.
Thanks, Anonymous.
Thank you. neighbor. Thanks.
Thanks Bye. For sharing. And text messages. Here's a couple funny ones. I haven't seen anyone naked, but my poor neighbor, I guess, took a neighborhood stroll one day, and there I was, butt naked, walking through the living room, blinds raised and wide open. Totally awkward, but I waved.
Did you see this one about the kids driving through, like, the circle drive?
Mm-mm.
Well, I guess that there was a couple in their late 50s, but they acted super young. And one day they rode their bikes through there, and they saw the lady naked floating in a in her pool on a float.
I bet you they went back a couple times. Listen to this one. 704 said, oh, my God, a couple Thanksgivings ago, my super religious aunt and uncle had a photo reel on their computer screensaver, which rotated different pictures. The computer was in the dining room, and while we were eating, different pictures scrolled, including nudes of my aunt.
That's good stuff, man. You just sit there, you're like,
you didn't stop the screensaver.
Yeah, yeah. Just the potatoes are hot, Auntie. Don't worry about it. All right, hey, listen. Those calls are fire. And, like, we get a lot of really, really good phone calls from you guys. But let's be honest. Not every phone call we get is exciting because you don't have exciting stories to share. That's why we love doing your boring day as a movie trailer. And, you guys, we haven't done this in a long time. Should we do this again?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Tell us about what, like, mundane thing you got going on in your life, and we'll try to amplify it.
704-570-9595. Producer Nicole is going to tell you the more boring things that you have to do today, the less exciting things going on in your life will make the movie trailer sound better. We'll have the music and everything coming up just after 9. 704-570-9595. Your life in a moving trailer. Movie trailer. It's Kiss 95.1.
Want more of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show? Listen to the show's daily podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Welcome to Hump Day Dump Day, everybody.
Yes, it is Hump Day Dump Day, and we're going to play a wonderful game called Dump 'em or Date 'em.
Hump Day Dump Day sat on a wall. Hump Day Dump Day had a great fall.
Technically, you could hump them or date them.
Hump them or dump them, you mean?
Whatever. Hump them. Either way, date them, dump them. That is up for Katie. That's up for you to decide. Katie's joining the Manny, Roy, the Ren Morning Show.
So I'm hoping that you can help me. I've been dating this guy now for about a month, and we've been out on 5 dates, and I really like him, and he's so good looking, and he's so sweet. And we went out on a date last week, and we went to this restaurant, and he opened the door for me like he always does, because he's so romantic like that. Mm-hmm. And then as I'm walking past him, he said to me, wow, your butt looks really great in those jeans.
Oh.
And I was kind of taken back by that. And I'm like, you know, maybe he's not the person that I thought he was.
Mm.
So I don't know. I mean, do you think it's creepy? I think it is.
Oh, you do?
I do. I mean, I think it's a little creepy and I think it's not. I don't know. I don't know what to think. I just like him.
Okay, so... Have you just been on dates with him? Like, have you guys kissed? Like, where's the line here?
We've only kissed, that's it.
Okay, and but you've been out dating. On 5 dates in a month. I mean, I don't know.
I have a question. Just throwing it out there. Did your butt look good?
Well, I mean, they were my really good jeans. But
okay.
Well, that's why you wore them,
but
then.
I could see if you don't have that close relationship level, you know, that would catch some people off guard. It's a little inappropriate.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Even after 5 dates?
Maybe they're not as... If it's bothering her, clearly I don't think she's at the part of the relationship where he thinks...
Sure. And I do think you should probably say something if it did make you uncomfortable, but he may feel like he's farther along in the relationship than you do, too. Because, like, I love when my husband tells me my butt looks good.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And I wonder if you don't want to use his name, that's fine, but, like, if this guy is just trying to move it along a little bit, a little flirting. Is there anything wrong with a little flirting?
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a little flirting. It's just like, what's going to happen next? Is he going to be more inappropriate and comment on another body part? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think, I just don't think that's Katie's thing.
Well, you know, and that's why I think she should say something at this point and, like, just put the line there. And it's, because he might just think something different. And if she doesn't say anything that she's uncomfortable with that, the comments could keep coming. Or it could be as simple as saying something and then the comments stop and you can move along in the relationship.
Let's bring in Jamie. Jamie, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Good morning. My input is that I don't really understand what your goal is if you're uncomfortable with him giving you a compliment. You know, you're obviously dating for a reason. You said you kissed him. I just don't really understand what your goal is if you're not welcoming any kind of a compliment from him.
I think I'm with you, Jamie. I just didn't know how to say it. Yeah, I think that's right. Like, he's trying to move things along, right, Jamie?
Right. I mean, he's, you know, he's taking you out on dates. He's opening doors for you. He's being kind. He's being sweet. And you really like him, so what's wrong with him telling you that you look nice? I don't think that him telling you that your ass looks good, that your butt looks good, that's a bad thing. I think that he's telling you in a cute way, like, dang, you look good, girl. Like, what's the problem with that? I don't get it.
Yeah. We have a bunch of people texting in as well, and it sounds like they agree. They said it's not creepy. You want your man to think that you're attractive. 205 texted in and said, date one, weird. Date five, not weird.
100% agree.
And Trucker Bob wants to weigh in. He's always a good call.
Hey, Trucker Bob, what would you like to say?
Oh, you guys, I've listened to everything she said and all the other input, and I definitely think this is a dump rather than a date.
Oh.
I think he should get rid of her.
Oh. Oh, Trucker Bob. Just what we thought.
He's always good to go to. All right, Katie, there's your answer. You got to stick with him. You got to date him. You have a good one on your hands here, everyone's saying.
I think so, too.
Hey, sitting in traffic? Sit with us. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
As soon as I wake up.
Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.